And joining me on the line now, our first stop this morning is in Kilcock, where Liam Doyle joins me on the line. Good morning, Liam, and thanks for taking our call this morning.
As you know, the parade committee invites all to the parade on tomorrow, starting at 1:30 from St. Joseph's Cemetery in Boystown. The main sponsor this year is Quantum Group, a local business led by Micheál Salmon and his son Micheál Jr., and for which we are so grateful. The theme of our parade this year is On Our Screens, From Soaps to Superheroes. The route of the parade is Boystown into Church Street, Main Street, and onto the viewing stand in the square, where our special guests Seamus and Jane Staunton will be reviewing the entries. The committee would like to recognise their retirement from running the Horizon for the last 36 years and their cooperation down through all those years in assisting the running of the parade. It costs $10,000 every year to run the parade, and each year the committee, under the chairmanship of Peter Dively and Elaine Cummins and a few others, would like to recognise all the contributions from local businesses towards this very worthwhile project. They would also like to thank Kildare County Council for their cooperation and the cooperation every year of the Gardaí.
It just sounds like a lot of people are behind the festival this year in making it happen.
Oh, yeah. And, there's a small committee, actually, but the cooperation we get from all the businesses and all of the people is wonderful. Just to let you know, Hannah, that we're trying to accommodate everybody. So alongside the viewing stand located in the square is our wheelchair area. And we also have a quiet area at the front of Skuldara, where we ask parade participants to pause the cheering and noise so that everyone can enjoy our parade. Our MC this year is Denise Bean, and we have a judging panel, Sinead Finn, Sheila O'Brien and John Flood. And they're being asked to judge all the entries. We've up to 40 floats and the coveted shop window competition. And prize-giving night was on in the GAA on Saturday the 28th at 9 p.m. Hannah, one person who won't be with us this year, though he's hale and hearty and in great fettle, is 91-year-old Tommy Sims. And Tommy has participated in the parade from the very start.
Mm.
And the committee would like to recognise his contribution down the years for all his work. And the last thing I wanted to say to you, Hannah, is that there's a duck race. So you can book a duck. It's a fundraiser by Kilcock Harbour Arch Hub. It's a fundraiser for a youth club for children with additional needs in the area. And that will take place immediately after the parade has finished. And we'd like everyone to come along. Please obey the stewards and have a great day.
Absolutely. Liam, it's great chatting to you this morning and for you to join us to let us know exactly what is happening in Kilcock. Really sounds like a huge amount for everyone really to be involved in. That is Liam Doyle with the Kilcock St. Patrick's Day Parade. Liam, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Hannah. Thanks for the opportunity.
And also joining us on the line, so that is the events taking place in Kilcock. Also joining us is Liam O'Dwyer. This time we're moving up to Selbridge. Good morning, Liam, and thank you for taking our call this morning. Now, what exactly are the events taking place in Selbridge tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day?
Good morning, Hannah. We have a wonderful parade lined up this year. We have a very big American marching band who will have been in the Dublin parade coming out. Our parade starts a bit later. It's 4 o'clock, as well as the American band, which are about 300 members in that band. We have Irish bands, we have dancers, we have classic cars, and of course we have the local sports clubs and businesses. But not only that, we have pre-parade entertainment, so people don't need to wait until 4 o'clock. If you come down to the main street from any time from around 2 o'clock, there'll be entertainment on the street. We have face painters, we have balloon sculptures for kids, and we welcome, of course, anyone, whether you're Irish or not, to come out and enjoy the day. We do have road closures, as you point out to people. So the main street will be closed from the bridge will be closed from about 4:15, and the main street closes at 1:30. And that's really for safety. We obviously don't want kids and traffic mixing. We're hoping RTE will be there as well. So we hope to make the main evening news. Like Kilcock, we will have an accessible viewing area, and we will also have a quiet zone. So, you know, anyone who wants to avail of those, if just ask one of our stewards on the day where those are, they'll help you out. I'd like to thank a few people, if that's okay.
Absolutely, because so we're saying there's just so many people behind the scenes that are able to make this happen.
Yes, exactly. So I would like to point out, you know, this would not happen without the support from Kildare County Council. And we thank especially all the local councillors from the Selbridge area. The local businesses have been amazing in supporting us, the Gardaí, and we have a really dedicated team of volunteers who do all the planning, but also another team who show up on the day to help out. And as well as that, you know, we've got support from the community centre, the Mill, both churches, Church of Ireland and the Catholic Church, allowing us to use their facility on the day. We have the Dara Living centre there, which helps us out with people with severe sensory, issues that they're allowed to be indoors there. And, yeah, all the local clubs and the businesses who enter the parade, it wouldn't be the same without them. So we're hoping to have a better-than-ever parade in Selbridge this year. And I encourage everyone to wrap up well and come out and enjoy the fun.
Absolutely. Liam O'Dwyer, thanks so much for joining us this morning to talk about the festival or the parade and events taking place tomorrow in Selbridge for St. Patrick's Day. Also joining me on the line, we're moving down to Athy where Patricia Berry joins this morning. Patricia, good morning and thanks for holding the line there. This time we're in Athy. What exactly is taking place for tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day events?
All good to go here in Athy, full steam ahead. The St. Patrick's Day parade starts at 3 p.m. on the button. And we will have some light music starting. The DJ will be on the reviewing stand from about 2 o'clock. And we have music on the street as well, starting from around 2 o'clock, so that most people get all geared up for the big event. And we've over 40 colourful floats taking part, with everything from hit drummers, dancers, musicians, local clubs, community groups, and some very special surprises as well. We've two very big animals straight out of the zoo, which are two big characters that we will probably take up half the street coming down, but I'm not going to say any more about them until people see them. They're two very colourful pieces that we have in the parade. One will be representing Darkness Into Light, and the other one will be representing the thing inside the ISL in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And then we also have... I just want to point out that, again, the parade will start from the Athy Industrial Estate and it'll go right down the town and it'll be finished at the roundabout at Leinster Street. So in relation to the traffic management, we will be only closing the town around 10 to 3. And then there will be diversions to go onto the new road for any trucks coming into Athy or any vehicles just for that period of time. So the parade duty takes about an hour and a half to get downtown. So it will be only closures during that time. So for everyone, you need to expect delays, particularly from about 2:30, because obviously all the vehicles and people will be coming up the town to go to the starting point.
Right, and also reading about it, Patricia, you also have a Grand Marshal for Athy's parade.
Yeah, we actually do. We've a very special Grand Marshal this year, and I suppose Frank Taft is our Grand Marshal this year, and we're delighted to welcome him to our 2026 Patrick's Day Parade, and he will be leading the celebrations on the day.
All right, Patricia, it's great chatting to you this morning. And actually, one text has come in saying that you're a great person for the town of Athy, a great worker getting everything sorted for the parade. That is Patricia Berry for the events taking place in Athy.
Well, I think now there's more than Patricia Berry. I think without the volunteers and the Athy Municipal District and Kildare County Council, and it's such a big piece. Athy is one of our I suppose, the highlights of the year, but it's a very big piece of collaboration work between everybody. We have a great team behind us. And just before you go, I'd just like to extend our best wishes on behalf of the Tie Town promoters to Castle Dermot Patrick's Day Parade and to also to the St. Patrick's Wells Last Healy event, which is also happening all tomorrow. So we'd just like to wish them the very best of luck tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. Patricia, thanks so much for joining us this morning to explain what exactly is happening in Athy. Similarly, over in Maynooth, Donna Phelan joins me on the line now. Good morning, Donna. We're up the north of the county now to let us know about everything taking place in Maynooth tomorrow.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on. So yes, our parade here in Maynooth tomorrow will start at 11 a.m. And this year's theme is Medieval Maynooth, and we're celebrating 850 years of Maynooth history. So it's shaping up to be a fantastic community event. We have over 29 parade entrants this year, and the vast majority of them are local community groups, schools, sports club and organisations, which is exactly what the parade is all about, and celebrating the incredible community spirit that we do have here. One of our local celebrities, Paul Daly, is acting as Lord Fitzgerald as MC for the day, as we want to bring our town's history to life with the medieval theme and the Fitzgerald history of Maynooth Castle. So from 10:30, we have music from Matt Lennon and a face painting on the square. So we're encouraging families to come down that little bit earlier and enjoy the build-up. In terms of the parade itself, so we have some fantastic entertainment lined up, including we have amazing local fire breathers who will be performing as the parade enters the town. As always, we really focus on making the parade inclusive for everybody. So we will have a quiet zone on the parade route just outside Kingsbury, which is perfect for anybody who might find noise and crowds a little overwhelming. And we also have a designated wheelchair accessible viewing area on the bus bay on the Strathen Road, with space for accessible transport to pull in behind. Now, we do have temporary road closures tomorrow. So from 10:30, the Strathen Road is closed up until the Tesco roundabout to ensure that our parade can run safely. And once it's finished, I suppose the entertainment doesn't stop. You can go to Manor Mills or the Glen Royal Hotel, who will have a host of activities organised for families to keep people out and about in the town for the day. It's the biggest community event we have of the year, and it only happens because of the volunteers, the community groups and the local businesses who support it. So we really, really are grateful and thankful to everybody involved.
Absolutely, Donna. It sounds like a great event, especially with the fire breathers as well. That would be an amazing one for everyone to be able to see tomorrow.
Well, that's it. And I suppose it fits in with a theme because the cattle are coming in, the parade. We have a group of Norman display artists that are walking with the parade. So it's kind of bringing it all back to medieval times.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. That is Donna Phelan explaining what exactly is taking place in Maynooth tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. Huge thanks to Donna for taking our call this morning. And lastly, we are in Clane. Mary Dunn joins me on the line now to explain exactly what is happening there in Clane for tomorrow. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Hannah. A very busy day planned for Clane tomorrow. And luckily enough, the weather is going to be okay, I think. But our day kicks off at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And from 2 o'clock on the street tomorrow, the main street will be closed off completely. And we'll have lots of entertainment on the street with samba dancers. The Vicky Barry Performing Arts Group are going. They were our overall winners last year, and they're going to take over the whole street with their performance. The parade itself starts at 3 o'clock and there'll be lots and lots of entertainment throughout the day all along the route. We have Keith Shanley emceeing part of it up around Manza's Corner. We have lots of surprise things happening in the parade, and we also have special guests, our under 12 community games winners, girls, the won the final last year of the community games, and we're going to be celebrating this on the street tomorrow as well, along with a lot more. But we're also celebrating our 21st birthday tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
21 years in existence. And we've come a long way since our very first one in 2005.
Mm.
But lots in store tomorrow. Lots of entertainment after the parade as well in the various venues. We have the Westgrove Hotel. We have Clane GAA, Manzer's Pub. So there's a lot happening in Clane tomorrow for the day.
Absolutely. It sounds like a jam-packed day, especially with your 21st birthday as well.
21st birthday. So, and our Grand Marshal tomorrow is the lovely Ted Murray.
Amazing.
Everybody knows him.
Mary, it's been great chatting to you this morning to see what exactly is taking place in Clane for the St. Patrick's Day Festival. And of course, celebrating your 21st anniversary with the theme 40 Shades of Green. That is Mary Dunn explaining what is taking place in Clane. And I just realised that I said for Clane was the last one. By last, I meant we will just take a short ad break and then we'll jump in to the more of the festivals and events and parades taking place tomorrow, where we'll be speaking to Naas, Castledermot, Monastrevin, Newbridge and Leixlip. So do stay tuned. We'll be chatting to them very shortly.
Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
And we are continuing our pit stop tour of those events taking place for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. A reminder, we just ran through the areas of Kilcock, Selbridge, Athy, Maynooth and Clane. And now we are heading up to Naas, where Siobhan Grogan joins me on the line now. Good morning, Siobhan, and thanks so much for taking our call this morning to explain what's taking place in Naas tomorrow.
Thanks a million for the invitation, Hannah. We're delighted to be able to tell people about Feilish Road in Offnery. And just before we kick off, I'd really like to thank Kildare County Council, Éireann Donagh, Creative Ireland and Conor na Gaeilge for helping us to fund such a wonderful event that's really inclusive and I suppose really showcases all aspects of Irish culture, the Irish language, music, dancing, modern music as well. Like, there's something for everybody there. We have the Shannos dancing, we have modern dancing, we have several hundred children dancing, and we have adults dancing as well, and there really is something for everything. So we have four different locations throughout the town. We have Carnot na Pibloga, Poplar Square, Malon Vota, Moat Mal, Seanvard na Prati, the Old Potato Market, August Choc na Corta, the courthouse. And what is really, I suppose for us, we're very, very proud of the fact that this is actually the biggest Irish language festival in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day on Lough Éilí Pádraic, the biggest Irish language festival in the country on Lough Éilí Pádraic. And here it is in Naas in County Kildare. So we've been running for a number of years now. We started off with one stage in 2018, just one location, and we've built up to four. We've had four for the last few years. So we have some of our old favourites. We have Sutna Solon, who is obviously a local Kil Tradishunta there, and Kiltiel at East Town Coltis, who again support our event every single year and who add so much to the culture in the area. And we have children from Gaelscoil na Naas along with their teacher Ashley McKee, and we have students from Gael Cloche to Kildare playing, and they're going to have a mixture of trad and pop music of Scoilge. We have Shannos dancing with Irene Cunningham, who anybody who knows Irene knows she's amazing. And Muirne Veglioch, the Ifacach Gaeilge in Corlacunda Kildare, will be doing Douse in a Scuba, a brush dance from the Irish Language Officer in Kildare County Council. Rita Sutton's Skull Rinca will have children dancing there. And we have Kate and Porrick, who will be adding some Ceol agus Auraniach music agus singing. We have Maura and Jim. They call themselves Nabard. So they have some Filiacht poetry, Filiacht agus Ceol an sin. In the Seanmarg na Prati, the Old Potato Market, we have that as a kind of a venue for mainly for children. Mm. So we have a magic show with Quentin Reynolds, and we have Oli Up to the Mick. So we have some fun science experiments going on with Mick. And then Infinity Movement bring, as I said, a couple of hundred children with modern dancing. But their twist is that they use Irish language music for their modern dance. So it's a really modern twist. Wintry Vorda, they're firm favourites as well. That's a local family with national winners in the family. Like, they're an amazing family, and they add so much to the Féile. But just the really strong message is there's something for everybody. It doesn't matter whether you have fluent Irish or whether you have a couple of focal or whether you're completely new to the language. There's something for everybody. And just to bring that, Sive is singing in Poplar Square at about 3:30. And people will be able to sing along with some of Si's songs. So we'll have some printouts of some of the music and some of the old favourites that people might have learnt at school or might not have learnt. They'll be able to join in there. So there's something for absolutely everybody, Exhalen Shroud and Ufnery.
It really sounds like it. Siobhan Grogan, thanks so much for joining us this morning to let everyone know exactly what is going on in Nice for their street festival taking place tomorrow. A great round of activities there for really everyone. And I suppose the message that a lot of people are honing in this year is that St. Patrick's Day is for everyone to get involved in and enjoy. But that is what is taking place for Nice. They're hosting a street festival tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. Now also joining me on the line is Catherine Horan, talking about the events taking place in Castledermot tomorrow. Catherine, good morning.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks for the invitation. So Castledermot St. Patrick's Day Parade and Roadrun kicks off at 2 p.m. this St. Patrick's Day. It's organised and run by the Castledermot Vintage Club. Registration for those taking part starts from 12 p.m. on Hambleton Road, which is the parade starting point. And for the younger visitors, there's free space painting from 1 p.m. on Hambleton Road, so perfect for getting into the festive spirit. The town is looking great. There's lovely bunting and flags, and a special thanks to all those that made it happen. There will also be a music session after the parade in Chockdermot with local musicians. So make sure you come out and support a great day for the whole community.
Absolutely. And what time, sorry, Catherine, is the Castledermot Parade kicking off tomorrow?
So it starts at 2 p.m.
Tomorrow from Hambleton Road. And again, really just highlighting the people behind the scenes that are able to make this happen. And of course, for everyone who will get involved, that is Catherine Horan from Castledermot, letting you know what exactly is taking place there tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. Good morning, Catherine, and best of luck in the parade tomorrow. We're now moving up. Jonathan in Monastrevin joins me on the line. Good morning, Jonathan, and thanks for taking our call. What exactly is happening in Monastrevin now for tomorrow?
Hey, how are you? Yeah, there's a lot going on now tomorrow. So we start on Main Stage. Main Street and Whelan Street will be closed from 12:30. Our main sponsors this year was James Gorey, Health and Safety Speaker. So from really 12:45, we have Morrissey School of Irish Dancing. They're dancing in front of the Main Stage on Main Street from 12:45, as I said. Then we have a band from 1 o'clock. They're a local band in series, talented lads. And then MC will be Jerry Bourne tomorrow on stage. He's a good crack, a local fella. Does it every year for us. And then 2 o'clock, the parade will start. And that will start from the top of Main Street, Monastrevin. And it will come down, turn left, and it will go on then to Dublin Street. And then after the parade, we have more music. And that will start about 3 p.m. Jack and Dean, another two talented musicians from the town. 3 till about 4, I'd say, they'll be on. But while that's happening as well, on Whelan Street, as I said, that'll be closed from 12:30. So we have loads going on there. Face painting, kids carousels, joints, carnival games. There's a football shootout. There's a rodeo bowl. And there's free popcorn, free slushies, candy floss for the kids, and it's all kind of, we've got tasty events. Again, another local company came in, they gave us a dig out with that, so thank you to them. As I said, there's face painting, there's temporary tattoos. We also have, in the community centre, there will be a sensory room available, and that'll be open from about 12:30. So that's available there for anybody that needs it. And we also have, in front of the main stage, on Main Street, we will have accessible viewing in front of the stage. It won't be obstructed. They can see everything. They can see the stage. They can see all the fabulous roads going past. We have about over 30 walking groups, so GA clubs, dancing, dance groups, local businesses that have put floats together. They'll be all passing. So as I said, there's over 30 floats passing through Monastrevin tomorrow. And then in the community centre as well, the local schools, a lot of the kids have done some artwork incorporating, you know, Kildare, and everything is recycling this year. So they have some brilliant stuff there. So if anybody wants to view them, they will be available to view in the community centre. So that's it. You know, we've worked really hard this year too. We're first time doing this new committee. Mm. So we've worked really hard and trying to get this, you know, as fun, as safe as possible.
Of course.
So it's full steam ahead. We're all very excited. We're buzzing and, you know, we're trying to make it kind of better and better and then next year better and better. So, as I said, we're a new committee. So, well, it's all hands on deck, you know. The lads have been great. We've been meeting every week.
And that's what it's all about, just, you know, working together to get it started, especially for a new group as well. But as you were saying, you know, next year you can make it even better again.
Yeah.
But Jonathan, best of luck for tomorrow. That's the event taking place in Monastrevin for St. Patrick's Day. And a big shout out to them for doing it, you know, very new to the theme here. But no, thanks, Jonathan, for joining us this morning to let us know about those events taking place in Monastrevin for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. We're now moving up again to Leixlip. Dennis McCarthy joins me on the line, letting us know what exactly is happening over there for St. Patrick's Day. Good morning, Dennis, and thanks so much for taking our call.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you doing? We're up and ready to go tomorrow. Our parade will start at around 1 o'clock, and the vehicles will assemble on Station Road, that is from the Garda Station to Louisa Bridge. Our Grand Marshal is Tony O'Sullivan, who is a well-known local volunteer involved with the Tidy Towns and all the rest of it. As I say, our vehicles will assemble on Station Road, and the vehicles will hit off with the Leixlip Fire Brigade, followed by vintage cars, tractors, vehicle floats, and we have a special vehicle. It's the sleeve, a copy of Michael Collins's armoured car, the Sleeve Namon. And that will be followed by the Confi Youth Band. Then we will have St. Mary's GAA, and we will also have Confi GA, and they will have, I understand, the Viking Boat as part of their walking group. We have Leixlip's Main Shed, and they will have a specially vehicle. It's about 150 years old. It's a cart that is used by hospitals and, believe it or not, sometimes taking bodies to the local graveyard. So it is in mint condition, and it's beautiful. And we will have Leixlip Scouts Troop. Mm-hmm. We'll have Dance LA. And the Master of Ceremonies, which will be down at the plaza in the Main Street, will be Anthony Larkin, and he'll be talking to all the participants that are taking part in the parade. As we're thanking people, a huge thank you to the Gardaí for facilitating the control of traffic and all the rest of it. And also, of course, to Kildare County Council for their funding, and to our team of volunteers who have been out all week putting up bunting and flags, and of course, always to the people of Leixlip who come out in their thousands to support us, because without that, our parade is nothing. You know?
Absolutely. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us this morning to let listeners in Leixlip and the surrounding areas of what exactly will be taking place there tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. That is Dennis McCarthy. Thanks again for taking our call this morning. And our last stop this morning is over in Newbridge. Morgan McCabe joins me on the line. Good morning, Morgan.
Morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good, you're well. Thanks. So we're looking now to tomorrow's events in Newbridge. It seems like a pretty big one.
Yeah, no, it's huge. It's really, our phrase is getting bigger and bigger, and more people want to be part of it, you know. And this year we have between 71 and 75 groups coming through. And among them we like have some very colourful groups like the Filipino Party, who do an amazing dance routine every year. We have a Chinese group that's magnificent and full of colour. We have a Malaysian group, an Indian group. We have Irish dancers. We have, you name it, we have everything bar the kitchen sink has gone into this one. The Curra and Kay Dean are doing an amazing thing too. They're doing a fabulous song and dance display, and it's all based around the Fire Horse, which is the Chinese Year of the Fire Horse. And this all feeds into the fact that we have a Chinese delegation, and we have the consul and the first secretary of the Chinese embassy attending our parade, so we're thrilled about that. Our Grand Marshal is Peter O'Neill. And Peter is a stalwart of the town, and we just want to kind of, this is a thank you to him for all the work he's done over the years with all the various community things like community games and the twinning and everything. He's been involved in everything. He's just been a super, super person. And he was a reluctant Grand Marshal, but we got him on board, and we're delighted about that. And our parade starts at 11:45, and we have motorcycles, we have Harley Davidsons, we have vintage military vehicles. Like, it's just, we have absolutely everything going on here at, tomorrow, and so we're all looking forward to this, and so it should be a really, really good day. And
absolutely.
I would like to thank our sponsors, Kildare County Council, Murphy International, a major sponsor. We have Hotel Cadeen, Cora Racecourse, and that's it. So I just want to thank all of them, and thank you for your giving us a bit of time to promote our day tomorrow as well.